what are we doing, man?
Okay.
Yeah.
He wants to know what key.
E.
E. This is a song that I sang today, and a lot of people have asked me to sing it again. It's a song that I learned over in England just a few weeks ago. And it's one of a sort that we call a parting glass song. It's always at the end of an evening that you sing these sort of songs. And it's a song that I think reflects a lot of the atmosphere, really, of Elkins and Irish Week in particular, from my point of view, you know. All right. When first we met, complete awkward strangers, we did not know if we could be friends. How soon we came for to know each other, and now I know we will meet again. So here's to you and our time together. I will share with you our parting glass and bid adieu with a smile and laughter. Our time apart will be short and past. We talked of dreams and of new tomorrows, of yesterday with its dark despair. We had our share of love and sorrow, and now we part as friends who care. So here's to you and our time together. I will share with you a parting glass and bid adieu with a smile and laughter. Our time apart will be short and past. But a long, long road now it lies before me, and fate may meet me wherever it will, all through the valleys and over mountains. I will not forget, but remember you still. So here's to you and our time together. I will share with you a parting glass and bid adieu with a smile and laughter. Our time apart will be short and past.
Well, finishing up the first half now is a motley crew of musicians, including myself, and going to have another banjo-accordion combination. John Whelan, whom you just saw and heard there, is one of the great accordion players in Irish music, and I first met John in London years ago. He was about 13 years of age, and I was playing in the English folk club scene at the time, and he was already causing a stir in Irish music circles, not just in England, but also over in Ireland, and he was going back and competing in the competitions back there and beating the Irish kids. And eventually he ended up in America, won the Senior All-Ireland competition, and has been a very colourful addition to the music scene over here in his time in New York City. He plays with the Kipps-Kay Gailey Band, and I'm sure a lot of you have heard the Kipps-Kay over the years. He's recorded several records himself, the latest one on the Nareda label, and one of the great accordion players on the scene, John Whelan. And he's going to be joined by one of the great fiddle players in the Irish music scene in America. I first met Brian Conway in his father's home in the Bronx, and as a teenager, he studied the Sligo style of fiddle playing with a great fiddle player called Martin Wynn from Sligo, who's composed a great number of tunes, and I'm sure that you'll all be hearing some of Martin Wynn's tunes played in the Ice House sessions and sessions around the whole campus here in the course of the week, because his tunes have passed into the tradition. He was a great influence on Brian Conway in his teens, and Brian inherited a Sligo style of fiddle playing, which had been made famous over here by the great recordings made in the 1920s by people like Michael Coleman and Paddy Killorn, James Morrison and Paddy Sweeney, and established the Sligo fiddle playing style with this great ornate swinging pulse into the very heart of Irish music on both sides of the Atlantic, and Brian carries on that tradition in New York City. Also won the All-Ireland Fiddle title, which is a great achievement for somebody born in the Bronx. And he'll be accompanied by Zan McLeod, one of the great instrumentalists in the Irish music scene in the Washington, D.C. area. And Zan originally comes from North Carolina. He's the token Scots-Irishman in this whole operation tonight. And Zan tells me over the years that it's very hard being half Irish and half Scottish, because he says half of him wants to drink and the other half doesn't want to pay for it. This this makes life very complicated. And Zan has played in the group Touchstone over the years, I'm sure you've heard them, and is one of the great accompanist in demand all over the whole Irish music scene. He's played with just about everybody over the years. And Mark Stone is here all the way, playing the baron all the way from San Antonio, Texas. And we always love to see Mark here. He's a regular addition to Irish Week here in Augusta. And making his first appearance here, you won't see him in the very first set of tunes, but he'll be making an appearance on the stage. One of the great dancers in the whole Irish dance scene from the Boston area. He's the world champion of Irish step dance, as well as the national champion here, Michael Smith from the Boston area. And wait till you see who's going to be dancing with him. You've already seen her on stage. She's All England Irish step dance champion. So we'll be out in a second. Start with three jigs, and the first is a composition of the great Irish composer, the late Ed Reavy from Philadelphia, originally from County Cavan, called The Swans Among the Rushes. And the second tune is a tune made famous by the Flanagan brothers, Joe and Mike Flanagan, banjo and accordion player in New York in the 1920s, called Paddy in London. And the next tune, I believe, was first recorded over here by John Whelan and Eileen Ivers. It's a tune that we call Sean McGuire's. Thank you. Well, we're going to continue with the hornpipe now from Michael Smith and Pauline Kennelly. And the hornpipe is a hard battering dance which was originally invented by the dancing masters of the 18th and 19th century in Ireland. And they used to dance it in the old days in the small little houses in the west of Ireland on a door which was taken down from its hinges and placed on the dirt floor. But now there's a vast, commodious expanse of stage on which Michael and Pauline can dance. So here they are, dancing a hornpipe. From Ireland last Saturday, and I was there amidst the tension of all the marches in the last week and a half or so, and it was tragic in the north of Ireland to see the situation change so dramatically for the worse, and all that had been promised by the ceasefire of almost 2 years ago all go up in smoke. And it sort of proved once more that if the people who are in charge of affairs, both on the British side of things and professionally in the north of Ireland, if they don't want change and if they're resistant to change, there's very little that working class people can do about it. And strangely, with all the provocation that was going on in the north of Ireland, the people who were keeping the coolest heads were the people who were the ex-paramilitaries, the IRA and the Ulster Volunteer Force, and warning everybody, do you really know what you're going to be getting into if this proceeds any further? It was a very sad time to be there, and there's no great reason to feel optimistic at the moment. But if there's any optimism, it's going to come from the loyalist, extremist loyalist strongholds, strangely enough, and from the extreme nationalist strongholds. And our great friend and colleague Tommy Sands years ago recognized that any solution in the north of Ireland has got to involve all parties, and everybody has to sit down and talk, including the IRA and UVF. And he wrote a song on that theme, which is more apt now, perhaps, than it was even when he wrote it some years ago. Oh, IRA and UVF, this song is just for you. As you sit down at the table now to see what you can do. At last you've come together after all these tears and time. Sad you didn't do it back in 1969. You know our dreams were all the same, but who would dare proclaim in the anger and the pain? Our dreams were all the same. History calls you savages, but I know that isn't true. For we grew up together, and I am part of you. We all had hopes and fears and dreams and someone else to blame. Too bad we didn't realize our dreams were all the same. You know our dreams were all the same.
But who would dare proclaim in the anger and the pain our dreams were all the same? We felt the taste of hunger when the factory went away. And then they closed the hospital, they said it would not pay. And as the rich got richer and they pledged to us the skies, all we got were promises and colored flags to fly. You know our dreams were all the same, but who would dare proclaim in the anger and the pain our dreams were all the same? I remember well your little girl, she had ribbons in her hair when she came to play that Sunday with the children in the square. To think she might be here again, still laughing and alive, if strong men had been wise men in 1979. You know our dreams were all the same, but who would dare proclaim in the anger and the pain our dreams were all the same? It was all, was all or nothing, there was nothing in between. Compromise was treachery, or so it always seemed. And now we're left with nothing but a future we must find and count the cost of the chances lost in 1989. You know our dreams were all the same, but who would dare proclaim in the anger and the pain our dreams were all the same? Oh, IRA and UVF, this song is just for you. As you sit down at the table now to see what you can do. At last you've come together after all these tears and time. Too bad you didn't do it back in 1999. You know our dreams were all the same, but who would dare proclaim in the anger and the pain our dreams were all the same? You know our dreams were all the same, but who would dare proclaim in the anger and the pain our dreams were all the same?
We're going to have Michael and Pauline back to dance a jig now, a double jig.
This time we're going to just slow it down a little bit because you seem to be getting kind of excited out there. And we wouldn't want that to happen, would we? I'm going to... Somebody help this lady in the front row over here. I'm going to do a little kind of slow waltz for any of you who wish to get up and dance. This is a tune that I wrote for my wife, Louise, and of course, naturally, I call it Louise. And I really actually wrote this, I wrote another tune a few years back for Hillary Newton, who's the daughter of Wendy Newton and David Newton, who own Green Linnet Records. And apart from being a good move on that side of things, that,
they're nice folks.
My wife kept threatening me, so I said, okay, I better write a tune for you. So here it is. So this is Louise.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to finish here with the final blast of tunes, and we'll see you all in about 20 minutes or so after the intermission. And we're going to play a rake of reels. We're going to precede them with the tune that is associated in East Clare with a man called Joe Bann. It's funny how some tunes are associated with just certain people. He was a tall, lean tin whistle player, and he was always there at the Wednesday or Thursday night session, Lena Hanrahan's pub in Feakle. And I was always used to seeing him there, and then I went there one day and he wasn't there, and everyone played this shottish, which was called Joe Bann's. He just died a few weeks before that, and it was a very moving time to hear this tune, and always associated with that moment. And so we start off with Joe Bann's shottish, and then a rake of reels, and Brian might take a solo, you never know.
you, Jeanette.